This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Canned FBI director, come me after he'd been on the job 4 years. The media is trying to act like Trump's all over the map waffling. Trump's been very clear. The guy thought he was his own power, thought he was above the law, wouldn't go after the Clintons for all the wiretapping and Obama for all the wiretapping and all the leaks, and was expanding the probe against the president when nothing had ever been found. But wouldn't even look at the Clintons. And we now learn, the Hill's reporting, it's on DrudgeReport.com, Comey called Trump crazy after Obama wiretapping claims report. But what came out in the Associated Press just last week? The admission that Obama ordered thousands of Americans surveilled during the election, and they were using it for political purposes. That's in the WikiLeaks, too. The whole thing was rigged. So he called him crazy. Yeah, crazy like a fox. All of that has now come out. Anybody can search engine the term Obama ordered NSA to spy on thousands of Americans during the election. These are the true political crimes. Comey was expanding the Russian probe. Now, I have some sources close to the president, and we've talked to those sources yesterday and this morning, and we know who the next shoes to drop are going to be, and that's going to be Sean Spicer, the press secretary, reportedly is going to be axed in the next week. You already have this Huckabee lady who's the interim person, and then he's looking for a replacement of Rince Priebus right now, and Trump, for the first 70 days, did it the way he wanted. Americana, Bannon was being listened to. And then Trump kind of didn't go sideways, but tried to compromise some to get the system to just let him try to restore the republic, cut taxes, and make America great again. And that only encouraged them to attack him more. So Donald John Trump, folks, you want it. Get ready, because you heard it here first. The gloves are off. He's going to go on a rampage against the un-American trash that have sold us out to the multinationals, the globalists, and more. And why not? They're on a rampage against us. Tim Allen has a hit show. But it got canceled off ABC because he dared criticize the political Nazi control speech police. Roger Stone's coming up in the next segment with breaking news on multiple fronts. But here's a report from Mr. Pat Buchanan on the fact that Trump is right, Bannon is right, and it's time to take the gloves off.
There's a cultural left and a political left and a media, if you will, a conglomerate. It's not a conspiracy, but it is collusion, and they were determined to break and bring down Nixon from the day he was nominated. They determined, tried to break and bring, and they succeeded, tried to break and bring down Reagan over Iran-Contra. I was in the White House then, and the same forces, similar forces, are trying to break and bring down Trump. It is transparent. It's right in front of us. I mean, you can't watch those briefings and things and watch TV, cable TV, and the rest of it without seeing. This is a real, there's a real animus. I mean, it's the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Steve Bannon was dead right when he said one thing. The media are the opposition party. Well, you know, Nixon said, when I was an editorial writer, one of the youngest editorial writer on a major paper in America, you know, back in 1962, 3, 4, 5. But I'd go into the Columbia School of Journalism, so I didn't hate journalism. I was proud, you know, I regarded these guys at the Times. I got to Nixon, he said, the press is the enemy. You know, and I didn't believe it until later on. But Trump said, the press is the enemy of the people. It is the same thing. But let me say, you know, Teddy White wrote a chapter in his book on 1972 about Nixon versus the press and described them as the real enemies, number 1, 2, and 3, CBS, Washington Post, New York Times. And he said, you know, The press has inordinate power because it decides what people will talk about and think about, what it puts out there.
Yeah, it drives the narrative.
It drives the narrative, and it's like a...
That's a powerful clip from Newsmax. It's up on Infowars.com. Stay with us.
First, it was Bill O'Reilly. Is Hannity next? The big media are at war with President Trump and his allies. David Horowitz reveals the truth in his new book, Big Agenda. Big Agenda exposes Obama's secret plan to stop Trump. Ann Coulter says, arm yourself with Big Agenda. Rush says, you must read it. Get Big Agenda, a number one Amazon bestseller, or check out the free offer to save almost $30. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to the antidote for fake news. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me. The love we share seems to go nowhere. And I've lost my light, for I
tell. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't sleep. Here we are. It's already Thursday, May 11, 2017. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Roger Stone is on the ground in New York City. He was just on the Today Show. Tomorrow, they're saying it's one of the biggest hit series ever, is what the reviewers are saying. Get Me Roger Stone is set to hit Netflix. We have Michael Snyder getting into the economic and military developments in the world that are obviously very, very serious. Michael DeBari, the fellow that for 5 or 6 years rides around with a Jumbotron TV behind his bicycle in New Orleans, just interviewing people, telling them about InfoWars, playing my show live. He has people come up and give him a lot of praise, donations, you name it. But also people saying they want to kill me, because I'm a brainwasher. So we're going to have him pop in on the show. And then Anthony Cumia will be hosting the fourth hour today. When you look at the corporate media that works for offshore global banks that has tried to hijack this country, and their open hatred of flyover country, their open hatred of the bitter clingers, their open hatred of American strength and honor and will and economic prowess, and you look at their parasitic activities selling us out to multinational interests and opening our borders outside of law and violating Congress's lawmaking to let Obama pour in truly unwashed, unvetted immigrants from all over the world carrying diseases and political rebellion and Islamicist garbage. It's mind-blowing to see them point their finger at President Trump and call him the traitor and claim he's some type of Russian agent. And then yesterday, he had Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, visit the White House. And they had the Russian ambassador to the United States there. That is totally normal. That is the default position. And it is also normal. They had a U.S. pool reporter and a Russian pool reporter who was assigned to the Associated Press and Getty Images take photos of the meeting. And the media spun it that he only had Russian media there and that allowed them to basically plant listening devices in the White House. Total hysteria. So they're taking normal meetings and calling it a sellout of America. Normally an American president in the last decade or so would meet with the Russians and the Chinese and the British first. Week one. He met with the Brits week one, met with the Chinese a few months later. He finally is meeting with the foreign minister and the ambassador on day 111. That was yesterday. He's paralyzed. Can't even meet with the Russians because they'll say he's a Russian spy. And when he does, they say he's letting them plant listening devices in there. Why? He'll see the big board. You can't let the Russians in the war room. It's got the flavor of Dr. Strangelove hysteria. Totally normal and another hoax. It doesn't matter that there was two pool reporters there, and that's customary. When he met with the Chinese president in private, he also met in public. There was a Chinese news agency photographer, and there was a U.S. news agency photographer, and a White House photographer. So I actually read the technicals. There were three photographers there. White House, U.S.-based, Russian-based. But that's an example of how the president, it was like Michael Flynn talking to the Russians once he was incoming national security advisor about setting up meetings with the president. And then they had recordings of it. Obama had recordings of it saying, well, they did discuss sanctions. The Russians said, can we talk about sanctions? And he said, yeah, the president's open to that. I'm sure he said he is in public statements. That's not talking about the sanctions technically. It's lining up a discussion about them. But see, that's how they play semantical games. Then they say, oh, we have all the intercepts. We were tapping them all. Then they go, oh, no, we never did that. Trump goes, really, that's illegal and it's a leak. Now we have the FBI director saying before Congress, it's crazy that Obama would tap Trump. It's just crazy. Trump is crazy. The FBI director says the president is crazy that Obama was surveilling him when it's come out in the Associated Press that thousands of Americans were ordered spied on and that, oh, accidentally, you know, they were surveilling the president and then they picked up some stuff. That's not crazy. The FBI director is saying Trump says the sun came up this morning. He's crazy. And in the middle of this, we get to hear Roger Stone's a Russian agent. He's under investigation. I told Roger yesterday, I said, we ought to go have a press conference at the National Press Club and demand we be called before these committees. Because I've been attacked as a Russian operative, only like 1% as much as he has. I mean, it's every day, every channel, but you never see any evidence. You never get to face your accuser. It's baloney world. Got Roger Stone at the bottom of the hour with us popping in because we have big news. I called Roger last night for my sources. I have my other sources. I called some of my other people that have White House sources. And then I called Roger, and he said, well, I really hate to confirm a lot of what you're saying because I don't want to give away my sources. Because obviously if he talks too much about his intel, then he might get curtailed on those high-level sources. But we have big news. From my sources, Spicer's basically already gone. Trump's looking for a replacement. And this latest lady, whereas she's well spoken, she just doesn't probably have the long-term stamina and can't handle the media pecking at her. So I don't think that this Sarah Huckabee Sanders is going to be there that long. And so Trump's on the lookout for a new press secretary, because we do have Spicer hiding in the bushes. And, you know, he clarified he was amongst the bushes, hiding from the press, but not hiding in the bushes. Same thing. And then we've also got the big news that Priebus is being looked at to be terminated, but one at a time. And here's the big news. President Trump is taking the gloves off. He's tried to compromise. He's tried to work with people. He's seen the FBI do nothing to guard the Clintons or the spying or the wiretapping or the arrogance. And Comey's arrogant. The former CIA director's arrogant. They're all a bunch of arrogant swamp dwellers. And the president knows they're trying to bring him down. He knows they're full of prunes, and he's going after them. So joining us via the phone in New York City is Roger Stone, one of the most demonized men in America, along with myself. I think this is quite a club to be in when these enemies that have hijacked our country keep claiming we're the foreign operatives, when they're the ones that have sold this country out, and Trump's now ending that, so they're panicking. So thank you for joining us, great swamp creature slayer, Roger Stone.
Alex, I'm delighted to be among the MVPs with you. It's an exclusive club, but I'm proud to be your friend.
Where should we start here? You just heard what I laid out from my sources. I know you don't really want to get into your details much, but what can you tell people?
Well, first of all, I can confirm much of what you learned from my own independent sources. I think, in fact, Sean Spicer is on his way out, was never a particularly good fit. He has upgraded his clothing a little bit, but he's not Trump's kind of guy. He's not a true believer in the Trump agenda. He came from the Republican National Committee. You'll recall back in September of last year, Thurston said if Trump doesn't get these poll numbers back, the RNC will have to suspend its financial support of the Republican nominee for president. Unheard of. Unheard of. Dick Nixon, Ronald Reagan would be rolling in their graves. The Republican National Committee.
Roger, we got your phone dying there. Yes, your phone's breaking up. We're going to call you right back. We're going to call Roger Stone right back and reconnect. He's on the streets there in New York City. This just broke on Infowars.com. White House source, Spicer out as Trump begins purge of establishment advisors. Fox News host Kimberly Guilfoyle set to be new press secretary as president cleans house. Obviously, I gave Paul these sources. We probably need to update that or not correct it, but clarify it. Kimberly Guilfoyle is being looked at. Is being looked at. And she was passed over once. So the word is from Trump. Is he said, do you think she'd still do it? So she's certainly being looked at and is in the front-running seat. So Fox News Kimberly Guilfoyle is in the lead to get the new press secretary job, we should say. She's in the lead. To clarify that, White House sources tell InfoWars that Sean Spicer is said to be fired as President Trump begins a purge of establishment advisors who he feels have failed to properly investigate leaks coming from within the administration. Speculation is already swirling as to whether or not Spicer will return after he was benched and temporarily replaced with Deputy Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Sources tell InfoWars that Spicer has behaved like a deer in the headlights in recent weeks. That's a quote from the president, and is not able to handle the pressure of the job. InfoWars can reveal that Spicer will be gone by next week and that his replacement is likely to be former prosecutor and current Fox News host Kimberly Guilfoyle, who was previously considered for the role. White House Chief of Staff Rex Priebus could also be on the chopping block. Trump wants to get rid of him. As President Trump begins a purge of moderate advisors whom he feels have performed poorly when it comes to investigating the source of leaks that have provided embarrassing for the administration. Let's go back to Roger Stone. Roger, your phone cut out. Let's continue back with what you were trying to get out to people.
Yeah, I think I was going to make the point that Sarah Huckabee is an excellent number two. It's important that you have a backup spokesperson. I think she's done a very good job the last several days. And as you indicated, if they are able to recruit Kimberly Guilfoyle, a former prosecutor, a Fox News commentator, Hispanic woman, sharp as a tack, very close to the president and his wife personally, that would be a 10 strike. A Trump loyalist, So I'm very optimistic. I hear, as you do, that that is going to happen. I know the president looked at her earlier for this, felt it was important to let Reince Priebus have his own man, a decision I think he now regrets. The other thing, Alex, that I think is notable is General McMaster, as Mike Cernovich reported on this program a week ago, does appear, in fact, to be on his way out. The chemistry between he and the president is just not good. I don't think they're going to dump him. I think they're going to promote him. He's clearly highly capable in the right job. I'm not sure this is the right job because I think he carries the neocon water. Let's remember, he and General Mattis together wanted to send 150,000 troops to Syria. And I can report that virtually no one in the White House inner circle opposed that but one man, Donald J. Trump.
So continually his own man. What about the hoax that you got Trump to make the decision?
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
First, it was Bill O'Reilly. Is Hannity next? The big media are at war with President Trump and his allies. David Horowitz reveals the truth in his new book, Big Agenda. Big Agenda exposes Obama's secret plan to stop Trump. Ann Coulter says, arm yourself with Big Agenda. Rush says, you must read it. Get Big Agenda, a number one Amazon bestseller, or check out the free offer to save almost $30. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Loans are made by WebBank. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a part of this promotion. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Do you know that some Americans have more credit card debt than savings? Don't you wish that there was an easy way to consolidate debt and save? With a fixed interest rate loan through Avant, that wish can come true. Through Avant, you can bundle all those bills and simplify your debt into one monthly payment, saving you time and money. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a personal loan through Avant. It's all online. Online with no prepayment fees and no collateral required, and you can have $1,000 to $35,000 in as little as one business day. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates with no impact to your credit score and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 8181 when applying. That's A-V-A-N-T.com, promo code 8181.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
And they think they're more powerful than our elected officials to whom they're supposed to be responsible.
Which shows the power trip. Imagine to his face telling him, watch your mouth. Imagine the FBI director saying he's crazy. I mean, these people are arrogant. What is their problem?
Well, and this morning when I was on CNN with Chris Cuomo, we had a very spirited exchange. He told me that his sources in the FBI told him that the agency, the morale, had hit rock bottom. They were distraught over the fire of Comey. What planet does he live on? The agents I've talked to, and I know many, they're ebullient over his firing. They believe he politicized this agency and he tarnished its image for integrity.
Well, let's go further. The new director's wife is a huge Democrat that gave $600,000 to Hillary. The acting FBI director is a Clinton ally. Infowars.com. Jamie White likely has his time at the FBI will be short as the head. Trump's got to get rid of all these Democratic operatives that have politicized. They're going to claim this is another Russian cover-up. There's nobody covering up the Russian thing because there's nothing there. Let's play your clip from NBC. Here's Roger Stone.
We asked just a couple of questions. Has the FBI contacted
they
you
have
yet?
Not.
Still has not contacted
not,
you. Has there been any subpoena from any, from Congress, from a grand jury, from any federal authority for any of your documents or any information from you?
In view of the fact that my lawyers believe that I was hacked and they have all that material, I don't think they need to subpoena it. Have they what?
No, they have not requested it in any way, shape, or form.
No, the House and Senate Intelligence Committees have requested documents. We will comply fully with their requests. But since members of both of those committees have disparaged me in public, I'd like the opportunity to testify in public.
Are you personally relieved that Comey's no longer on the job in terms of how it relates to any legal jeopardy might face?
I have no legal jeopardy. The idea of Russian collusion is a canard. It's a falsehood.
I'm so sick of this. I mean, I would tell Roger at dinner, hey, stop getting so mad. I mean, I've known Roger, I read him like 4 or 5 years ago, but known him good for like 2 years. He started just getting really cussing, getting mad. And then when they accused me of actually being run by the Russians, I got mad because it's like saying, you know, you're a rapist when you're not, or you're a child molester. I mean, it's like defaming you by a bunch of globalist traitors that have sold the country out and are trying to overthrow the president who just wants to cut taxes and empower the middle class again. And defend our borders and bring back sovereignty. And then these scum, these arrogant scum, Roger.
Yeah, no, you got these elitist puke. And they're accusing us of treason. Look, I know a lot of liberals who I think are misguided and wrong. But I think they're loyal Americans. I just think they're misinformed and they're incorrect. But I think they're loyal Americans. This is a whole new thing where if you're not for thermonuclear war with the Russians over Syria, well, then you must be a traitor to the United States. You must be in Vladimir Putin's pocket. Donald Trump has no illusions about the Russian gulag. He has no illusions about how rotten their system is, the way the Russians oppress gays and Christians and Jews. He knows it's a rotten system, but he'd like to try to sit down and negotiate a fair peace before we go to thermonuclear war.
Well, let's expand. Russia's not expanding. Russia's not trying to take over. A lot of that stuff they say Russia does is exaggerated compared to the Muslims. I mean, the Muslims are crawling all over us. Russia's not doing anything. It's fighting our shared enemy.
And frankly, if we could put our differences aside and work together to crush ISIS, we'd be far, far more effective.
Let me ask you this. I got from my sources that Trump is white hot mad. CNN says that too, that he yells and cusses at the television. It's not that he's hiding the Russia thing. He's so angry because he has all the intel of what the Clintons did with Russia and China. And he's been saying, do something to the attorney general. I'm sick of being accused of what I haven't done and that Comey wouldn't do anything. That's not him trying to hide the Russia thing. They're making all this up. And then I talked to you about it. You said, indeed, the president is white hot. And that the gloves are off. Can you elaborate on that from your sources?
Yeah, first of all, I have a number of questions today, Alex, of people asking me whether the president is distraught, depressed, angry. No, he's none of those things. He's actually in an incredibly good mood. He's a fighter. He likes to fight for what he believes in. He's not going to back down from a fight. I think he's having the time of his life because he realizes this is the fight for America's future. This idea that he is, you know, somehow hiding in the bushes or that he's shook from his agenda, none of that is true. None of it.
In fact, who's hiding is a bunch of people under him that are cowards and do think mainstream media is still God. And I mean, I've seen Spicer. He acts like a deer in the headlights and yells out to the press, Comey's fired, and kind of hides and looks shaken. What's his problem?
Well, I think that some on the White House staff, perhaps him, are the ones who put out this story yesterday that appeared in Politico, picked up by CNN, that I had advised the president to fire Comey. Their reasoning is simple. Roger Stone, Nixon, Saturday Night Massacre. The way we poison the idea of firing Comey is to attribute it to Roger Stone.
That's right.
No one.
Stay there. Let's do five more minutes. I know you got to go, but five more because they want to, his own people undermine him, cripple him, and make him a creature of the deep state. And Trump is understanding they're not complying, they're not helping him restore the republic. They're a bunch of rats. and he's lining up the political guillotines for Spicer, Primus, and the other vat of turds. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today we call it bone broth, and for thousands of years our ancestors enjoyed its benefits before it became lost to our modern diets of processed junk. We are now introducing Caveman by InfoWarsLife.com, the ultimate in true paleo nutrition with bone broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, and seven total primal superfoods in a single great-tasting formula. Caveman. It's those people living in the wilds having to actually build civilization that are our superior ancestors, and we need to do everything we can to recapture that. Everyone knew that you used all the parts of the animal. You used the meat for sustenance, the fat for cooking, but you used the bones for strength. From the outside structure full of minerals and key cofactors to the marrow that produces the blood for the body, this is the engine of the life essence. I'm a long way from the caveman my ancestors were, but I'm sure as hell trying to get back to that essence that made us what we were, and this is a big part of it. I know you're going to want to check out Caveman Ultimate Paleo Formula for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Somewhere along the way. In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate. And I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning. Amarillo's on my mind.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Roger Stone is our guest. Thank you so much for joining us. Roger's going to fly out here Sunday and be in studio with us on Monday. We got a lot of big stuff we're planning concerning the launch of basically what is a TV network / radio network. So very, very exciting things happening. This broadcast is on over 200 stations now. And if we can get other shows launched, working with GCN, hopefully, I've got to get the programs codified and launched here in the next few months. But regardless, on our own satellites, it's going to be very, very, very exciting to see all these new shows out there. I think a lot of our affiliates are going to end up picking up a lot of those transmissions. So we're talking about reaching tens of millions more people just exponentially here. So it's a very, very exciting time to be alive. I played this at the start of the broadcast, but I didn't get to all of it. I'm going to play Pat Buchanan on a Newsmax program last night where he really talks about the fact that the media is the real enemy, is the fourth of state, is the opposition party, and is absolutely dedicated, they admitted this at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, to destroying this president. He had the Russian foreign minister and the Russian ambassador there, and they acted like he was with Russian spies, and that he was behind closed doors because there was, you know, only a Russian photographer, when there wasn't just a Russian photographer. There was a White House photographer and another pool photographer. Then they said, oh, he let Russians plant bugs in there. They're trying to paralyze the president. Well, the president's supposed to talk to the Russian leaders. He should have already met with Putin. And Ron Paul has pointed this out. This is unbelievable bullying by a group of people that are hell-bent on stopping the president from having any international power and being able to have any real effect on the world. It's the deep state, the bureaucracy that wants full control. It's not a conspiracy. It's out in the open. I want to get Roger Stone's take on this. Then I want to ask Roger Stone on who he thinks would make a good new FBI director. But first, here's Pat Buchanan.
There's a cultural left and a political left and a media, if you will, a conglomerate. It's not a conspiracy, but it is collusion, and they were determined to break and bring down Nixon from the day he was nominated. They determined, tried to break and bring, and they succeeded. Tried to break and bring down Reagan over Iran-Contra. I was in the White House then. And the same forces, similar forces, are trying to break and bring down Trump. It is transparent. It's right in front of us. I mean, you can't watch those briefings and things and watch TV, cable TV, and the rest of it without seeing. This is a real, there's a real animus. I mean, it's the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Steve Bannon was dead right when he said one thing. The media are the opposition party. Well, you know, Nixon said when I was an editorial writer, one of the youngest editorial writer on a major paper in America, you know, back in 1962, 3, 4, 5. But I'd go into the Columbia School of Journalism, so I didn't hate journalism. I was proud, you know, I regarded these guys at the Times. I got to Nixon, he said, the press is the enemy. You know, and I didn't believe it until later on. But Trump said, the press is the enemy of the people. It is the same thing. But let me say, you know, Teddy White wrote a chapter in his book on 1972 about Nixon versus the press, and described them as the real enemies, number one, two, and three, CBS, Washington Post, New York Times. And he said, you know, the press has inordinate power because it decides what people will talk about and think about, what it puts out there.
Yeah, it drives the narrative.
It drives the narrative. And it's like it's one of these large mosaics, and it'll take that light and shine on one piece of the mosaic, and all these other things going on are forgotten. Yeah.
That's exactly how it is, because you'll look at a big mosaic tile wall on a building, and it's this incredible image of a vista or of people or of space travel. We've all seen them. Some of the best mosaic work I've seen has been in, like, Spain and Italy and Mexico. But imagine the media just focuses in on one little piece. Oh, look, Alex Jones says he hates gay people. And then it's an edited tape. It's not even a real piece of mosaic. It's a lie. And, folks, you got to understand how outrageous it is. It isn't about Roger Stone or Alex Jones. It's about what are we saying that has them so scared? Well, it's the truth. And they're saying we're Russian agents. We're not just influenced, that we're getting directed by the Russians. And Maxine Waters says Trump got drained the swamp from Putin. He gets on the phone with him. And he got crooked Hillary from him. I mean, how dumb is that woman that she doesn't think Donald Trump, who's been coming up with some of the best insults ever? They've got books written about all his insults. I can't come up with insults. Roger Stone can't come up with insults. He was coming up with them for Nixon 40 years ago. When I was a baby. We don't have our own brains. I didn't build InfoWars. You didn't build your operation. And it's the arrogance of Obama and the globalists saying you didn't build your business. These people have all been coddled, put in their positions of power, Nancy Pelosi. And so that's why they think everybody else is getting fed stuff, because they're puppets. Listen, Pelosi. Listen, Waters. We're not puppets. We're real people. There's no teleprompters here, sweetheart. In fact, you guys take this camera or the document cam and show people. There's no teleprompter in here. I'm going to go to Roger right now. He's on the phone in the New York streets. I don't want to make him hold. Look at this. Study. Media jobs salary soared 38% in the era of Trump. Time Magazine. I don't need a teleprompter to tell me what that means. These parasites who were about to go bankrupt finally have jobs again and are getting bonuses because Trump's made things interesting again, because it's not just two parties working together. And the jobs and the money for everybody's getting better. And even though he's making it better for them, they still want to destroy him because they're parasites. Cancer is a parasite. It doesn't know it's going to kill its host. It just keeps growing and growing and growing and thinking it's dominant. Cancer is not dominant. I'm ranting. I apologize, Roger. Finish up your point. I want you to get in. You're coming to Austin, other tidbits. And then also, I want to ask you, I know that you've talked to some little birdies and people and have heard some of the names swarming around. Obviously, we've talked about who the president reportedly is considering, if he can get her, is, of course, Guilfoyle of Fox News fame, a great, very competent, focused, smart prosecutor and journalist, would do a great job. Obviously, in this age of claiming there's a glass ceiling, could we see a woman, the first FBI? I mean, I know we already had one woman, and it's okay that he was a trainee. I'm not against trainees. We had J. Edgar Hoover. So, but could we actually have a biological, real woman? I know Bill Nye says chromosomes don't have anything to do with it. So should we get a female FBI director, or maybe maybe make Caitlyn Jenner the new FBI director?
No, actually, I was thinking of Judge Jeanine Pirro, former prosecutor, respected judge, smart as a whip, tough as nails, a tremendous reputation for integrity. I think we should have a woman FBI director. We've obviously had an FBI director who wore a dress before, but we've never had an actual female. Actually, I don't think that's true, by the way, but that's a story for another day. It would be excellent. I thought Pat Buchanan was making a key point, but I would make this observation. Things have changed a bit since Pat was in his heyday, even when he was giving valuable service to Ronald Reagan, because of the rise of a vibrant and robust alternative media. What's really driving the mainstream media and the elitist media crazy is that they no longer have a monopoly. They have to compete now. They have to compete with Infowars.com and Breitbart and Daily Caller and Town Hall and Michael Savage and so many others. They can't get over the fact that there's competition in the marketplace and that smart voters, smart viewers, see your stuff at Infowars, see it at CNN, and they figure out that they are fake news. And that there's better alternatives.
And that's why they're trying to shut us down. It's why they're coming after us. It's why they're doing all this, because they understand we really do have more viewers than CNN. We really do reach more people. I mean, CNN is on every airport. They force feed it in college, in public school, but that's it. Just like Bill Nye, the anti-science guy.
Exactly right. So, I mean, look, I love Pat Buchanan, and we go way back to the Nixon days. I think he's a true patriot. And he's absolutely right. There's an arrogance. They couldn't beat Nixon at the ballot box, so they took him down. They couldn't beat Trump. Now they're going to try to take him down. This whole whipping up a hysteria because he doesn't fit their model of what a president should be. Trump is crazy. We had a pervert as president. We had a serial sex criminal as president of the United States, but nobody decided he was.
Who stole the 97% of the Haitian money, who committed so many crimes, Chinese communist agents, gave them missile secrets, thousands of times what they could ever even claim that Trump's done with no evidence. And that's what's crazy, is everybody who has any memory or historical context knows it's the Democrats that have been in bed with the Russians. The Republicans never have been. It's you that helped round up in the 80s Russian spies. It's Roy Cohn of the Un-American Activities Committee that Donald Trump's basically got tootled by. All this is going on, and they know that's the reality, and they knew that Trump was planning to go after them for their China connections. And so what did they do? They threw it back at him, and I think he knows the only thing he can do to defeat them is go on the offense, and I hope we get a new FBI director. And any other tidbits on Sessions? Because I know he's a hard charger. He wants justice. I mean, if they want a Russia investigation and a China investigation, shouldn't we give them one?
Yeah, I think the Attorney General should impanel a grand jury and pull Susan Rice in, pull Valerie Jarrett in, pull his fellow Rhodes in, Barry himself. I want to find out what Obama knew and when he knew it regarding the unmasking of surveillance data and what he knew about surveillance at Trump Tower under oath. Just like they want me to testify for the House and Senate Intelligence Committee, at least they say they do. I'm not sure I believe it. I think it's time to expand the investigation of those two committees to include Democratic malfeasance and the misuse of the spy network paid for by the taxpayers. This guy McCabe, the number two guy at the FBI, he wanted to use taxpayer money to pay for the phony dossier that smeared Donald Trump as having had, you know, watched a bunch of prostitutes in Florida in his hotel suite. A total fraud. Never happened. Not even a chance that it happened.
Oh, let me tell you about BuzzFeed. Let me tell you about BuzzFeed that made up the WeeWeeGate thing. It was totally made up. They admit it was made up. They're being sued over. They literally had a guy following around for months. And you read the article, half of it's total fiction, has no, just totally made up. And the rest is like twisted, made up garbage. I mean, the most crazy, made up, insane trash. And that's who these people are. They're fiction writers claiming we're fiction writers, Roger.
No, I saw the BuzzFeed publisher, editor Ben Smith on TV last week. I think he's in a weight gaining contest. Looks to me like he's winning. This is the day the Hindenburg went down, and it reminded me of that. I don't know what Ben is eating, but there's a lot of it.
Hey, I look forward to seeing you this Sunday. I'm sure you'll be back on all these developments that are happening. And I look forward to working with you a lot closer as we defend the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic and as we remove the globalist cancer that's trying to hijack the country. Roger, thank you so much. As we let you go, I'll obviously call you tonight. I'm going to play the trailer for your new amazing Netflix series that premieres Friday. Get Me Roger Stone. Here is that trailer. Get Me Roger Stone.
He loves the game, he has fun with it, and he's very good at it.
I'm an agent provocateur.
Political strategist.
Controversial as you can get.
An incredible capacity for treachery.
Win at all cost mentality.
When people think of Washington corruption, they think of Roger Stone.
Those who say I have no soul, those who say I have no principles, are losers. Those are bitter losers.
There's really nobody quite like Roger Stone.
The Nixon tattoo is really all you need to know about Roger.
We really pioneered negative campaign advertising.
He created the modern sleazeball lobbyist.
Washington's been worse for it ever since.
Stone's rule, it is better to be infamous than never be famous at all.
The swinger scandal happened.
My private life is nobody's business.
He got chased out of Washington.
He's looking to see if he can find an angle.
I was like a jockey looking for a horse. You can't win the race if you don't have a horse.
Again, this is pure bull.
Roger saw something that nobody else saw back in the early 80s.
I suggested that Trump should explore a bid for the presidency.
He created Donald Trump as a
founder.
You're a rape tonight.
Roger, you can't just say that.
You have to be outrageous to get noticed.
America may be collapsing, but Roger Stone is determined to enjoy it.
I revel in your hatred, because if I weren't effective, you wouldn't hate me.
Oh my gosh. Let me tell you something. Roger Stone has never told me anything that wasn't true. And he has been so careful that we never put out any disinformation, because being truthful is the most valuable thing we do. And you can look at what we've done, and it's like 99% accurate. When I make a mistake, I come out and I say it. And I'm not going to even get into the behind-the-scenes baseball. But, you know, he tells me such and such is going to call you. Boom, that person calls me in an hour. Or he tells me this is about to happen. It happens. He has not told me one thing that didn't turn out to be accurate. One thing. And that's it. And so that's why they demonize him and why they hate him so much. And then he does wear the fancy suits and just rub it in their face, because he knows what a bunch of arrogant scum they are. He does it to be arrogant back at them. And again, I met Roger like 5 years ago at a JFK event. because he's written a bunch of best-selling books on JFK and the assassination. And I was like, okay, yeah, Roger Stone, political guy. Okay, I know who he is. And then I got to know him a couple of years ago. He's just a really smart guy. And the media just sits there and demonizes and demonizes and demonizes and demonizes and demonizes and demonizes. But it's good. They're a bunch of scum. And they don't like Roger Stone. He's not a pedophile. That's his big thing. You know, he doesn't like guys or kids. And so, you know, to the liberal elite stuff, that's kind of like a bad thing. Being a pedophile or a pervert's a good thing. If you're not, well, you like women, that's kind of another crime. Now, let's continue here, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you'll support us. You know we're under attack. You know we're the tip of the spear. We got great products everybody needs, like Super Blue, fluoride-free with iodine and chloral silver and the tea tree oil. That is back in stock. We also have the vitamin mineral fusion with amino acid concentrated fruit punch. Totally natural. Tastes great. Great for your children. This way you absorb so much more of it than just taking a pill. And this way, you know, if your kids like soda pop, you just put in half water and then half club soda. That's what I actually do. They like soda and they like the taste of it. I go, no, you're not getting soda. You're not getting that. But you can get this. And they drink it and they're so much healthier. It's back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 15% off. The Platinum Standard of Advanced Nutritional Multivitamin Mineral Formulation. InfoWarsStore.com, and your order is an act of rebellion against tyranny.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 1 dozen assorted roses, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 1616. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 1 dozen assorted roses sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99. And we'll include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 1616. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 1616.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
All right, during the break, we got contacted by another contact in the White House, pretty high up, and they said, look, Sean Spicer has not been fired. Well, we're not saying Sean Spicer's fired. What we're saying is that the word is he's going to be fired. White House sources, Spicer out as Trump begins purge of establishment advisors. And again, I gave Paul all the info and the sources this morning. He wrote the article. I can see how you could argue that's not accurate. White House sources, Spicer soon to be out. Or being prepared to be moved out. Because I can see how they contacted us and said, he's not fired. Then you got to read the article and it says he's being moved out. So I'm not knocking Paul. I'm just being contacted by the White House. So let me see. White House sources, Spicer. White House sources, Trump looking to replace Spicer. That's it. White House sources, Trump looking for Spicer's replacement. That's what we need to change to that. Because, you know, we put stuff out fast, and then I could see. The article clearly says he's not out yet. He hasn't been fired yet. But then we're in contact saying he's not out. He's not fired. No, we understand he's not fired yet. The article goes on to say White House sources on InfoWars that Sean Spicer is set. So that's correct, see, to be fired as President Trump begins a purge of establishment advisors who he feels have failed to properly investigate leaks coming from within the administration. And listen, Trump changes his mind. So that's why we probably, I'm not knocking Paul, he's doing a great job. We probably need to clarify the headlines. Let's see what the White House is saying. This isn't my other sources. This is another source. But it's high level. And they would know. So I want to be clear. Spicer is not out. The media will have his headlines. Jones did fake news. Said Spicer was out, but he's still there. We're saying Trump's looking for his replacement. That's what the article says. But I can see how the headline should probably be a little bit clearer. When we're wrong, we will change something. So, just call Paul. Just explain it to him. I'm sure he gets it. White House sources. Trump looking for Spicer's replacement as purge of establishment advisors begins. That's the headline. So we just have somebody in there change it. White House sources. Trump looking for Spicer's replacement as purge of establishment advisors begins. That's your headline. That's accurate. And the subheadline, too, Fox News host Kimberly Guilfoyle is being looked at as the new press secretary. And it says that in the body of the article, but to make all that clear. It's crazy how we put this stuff out. Like in 30 minutes, we got the White House directly calling us saying, he's not fired, Alex. What are you doing? Well, that's not what the article says, but I can see why they've got an issue. But it's real sources. The one correcting us is real source, too, in live time. If we do one thing, it's that we hurry around here, because that's what you got to do in a newsroom with limited people. That's why I need to hire more investigative journalists, because Paul is like an octopus. He's got his arms just shooting around trying to run all these things, dominate Twitter, everything else. He's got me sending transcripts of what to write, and I get one thing wrong, and it turns into this big snowball, and so that's kind of how these things work. But point is, he just got rid of Comey, and Spicer's not even up there right now, and they are looking for his replacement. And the president is PO'd at Priebus, who fought with him over getting rid of Comey. And that comes from high level in the White House. I'll just leave it at that. And the other big news, shock, acting FBI director, a Clinton ally. And it goes with all the $600,000 the wife gave to Hillary and just all of it. I mean, talk about politicos. And now when they get rid of this guy, obviously, he's just the interim. They're going to say that's a big conspiracy. No, they're looking for a new director. He's the interim. InfoWarsStore.com, ladies and gentlemen, we have the vitamin mineral fusion back in. We have the colloidal silver, fluoride-free, iodine, great toothpaste back in. Survival Shield X2 is about to sell out. Brain Force Plus, now 20% more, and your purchase funds the operation. I want to thank you all for the support. You can also go to InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We got a bunch of big breaking news. In fact, I just got more breaking news on something really exciting. This is directly from the White House. Something huge that I'm going to cover when we come right back. Stay with us.